Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Quartet is a thoughtful, entertaining, and fun film that hits all the grace notes. It is directed by Dustin Hoffman in his feature film directorial debut. One question, why did he wait so long? Well, Hoffman, who will be 76 August 8, did start directing Straight Time in 1978, but he gave up and Ulu Grobard took it over. The setting in Quartet is Beecham House, a home for retired musicians in England, for which the success of the annual gala to celebrate composer Giuseppe Verdi's birthday may well determine whether the castle-like manse will continue or close. Into the clubby atmosphere arrives Jean Horton, played by Maggie Smith of TV's Dunton Abbey. She's a famous opera star who has vowed to never sing again. And yet, her performance in Verdi's Quartet at the gala could fetch a higher ticket price, providing needed revenue for Beecham House. Complicating matters is that Jean Horton's ex-husband, Reginald Paget, played by Tom Courtney, a tenor, is already living at Beecham House, as is an opera diva rival, Anne Langley, played by opera star Gwyneth Jones. The setting in Quartet is elegant, the dialogue is Shakespearean in its rapier wit, and the cinematography is golden, conveying dawn's soft promise and sunset's rosy regret. The plotline in Quartet is tried and true. It's that of, let's put on a show to raise money for a cause. The proof is in the telling, and in Quartet, the telling plays very well. The screenplay is by Ronald Harwood, based on his play. The dialogue is amusing. Here's an example, quote, "Saw you in Carmen, I'll never forget it. But I'll try." Dustin Hoffman paces the film nicely, giving each actor expansive moments and each plot point its proper emphasis. The film really comes alive with the entrance of Maggie Smith. She creates an imperious air, putting up a wall of disdain, masking an insecure vanity. Michael Gambon as Cedric Livingston, the gala's director, floats through the scenes in grand manner, attired in flowing kaftans and eccentric headwear. Tom Courtney is very effective as the reserved Reginald Paget. Billy Connolly as Wythe Bond, whose libido is still in overdrive, is described as a, quote, "very naughty boy," unquote. Connolly is delightful as an elderly, impish rake. Pauline Collins as Sissy Robson has some of the film's most poignant moments. Beecham Home's doctor-in-residence, Lucy Cogan, is nicely rendered by Sheridan Smith. The soundtrack creates a whole other character, filled as it is with classical music. As it's said of the musicians at Beecham House, they're playing and singing, quote, "keeps them young," and, quote, "their love of life is infectious." So is Quartet. Quartet is MPAA rated PG-13 for brief, strong language and suggestive humor. At the box office, March 1st, Jack the Giant Slayer opened at number 1. 21 and Over opened at number 3. The Last Exorcism Part 3 opened at number 4. Opening March 8 is Oz the Great and Powerful. Sam Raimi directs James Franco as a magician, along with Michelle Williams, Rachel Weisz, and Mila Kunis as witches, in the fantasy prequel to The Wizard of Oz, Dead Man Down. Niels Arden Oplev, director of the original Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, directs Noomi Rapace, the original star of that series, in a crime thriller about a crime lord's henchman lured by one of its victims. Colin Farrell, Dominic Cooper, and Terrence Howard co-star. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.